这里跟在这里的时间大概是一年四个月以前的一个主日。
It was 1 year and 4 months ago I preached here on Sunday.
那看到老朋友，大家问安，好像说没觉得过这么快。
When I greeted the old friends, I didn't feel how time flies.
不过有一件事实，就是上次来的时候，我们还不知道 Camby 有小朋友。
But the last time we didn't know Camby already has a baby.
我今天会放一张照片，是更多年前我帮 Camby 照的一张照相，你们说不定会看得到。
I will show a picture of me that many years ago I took of Camby.
今天我们用彼得后书，彼得这个非常非常精准的或者精致的一段话来鼓励凡是信靠耶稣的人。
Today we will be looking at be encouraged by a fine teaching in 2 Peter.
那么有我在这里PowerPoint 出来了。在这里大家看了一张图片。
Here we see, you can see a picture.
非常大家都熟的学一般读过 高中的人都读过这个一个三棱镜，如果一个光线进去，它就会又自己出来，它就会出来一些彩虹。
Here we can see, maybe you have learned this in high school. It shows how the light is radiated into an iris.
那么如果刚才那个图已经出来了。如果我们把神的恩典看作一个恩典之光照进教会的时候，
If the grace of God is like a beam of light shining on the church,
那透过进入教会，我们的教会哈，那透过教会也会发现有许多的这个光彩从教会发出来。
And a similar phenomenon will occur to the church when the light goes through the church, and we can see many colors.
当然有一个条件，这个教会必须有正确的一些原则。
But there's one condition, that is the church should stick to some proper principles.
那我们这个教会要分别给神。
First, this church should be consecrated to God.
荣耀要归于神。
The church should give glory to God.
那力源于神。
And should draw the strength from God.
这个应允于神。
And also believing the promises of God.
然后流露出来给人。
And the church should express the grace to other people.
那么另外，我们这些人在教会里面服事。
And also for those who serve in the church.
那么我们应该能够充分地发挥我们的恩赐。
Should bring to full play our different God-given talents.
你可以看到我们这边右边有这些恩赐就像彩虹一样。
So on the right side we can see a variety, a spectrum of all kinds of gifts. They're like an iris too.
很多人心底有一个问题。
And many people have this question deep in their heart.
我们这样做真正的目的究竟是什么？
So what is the true purpose to serve?
真正的目的，如果从圣经的观点来看，就是要结果。
Biblically speaking, the ultimate purpose is to bear fruits of life.
那么生命的果子究竟是什么呢？
But what are the fruits of life?
是指侍奉主吗？
Is it to serve God?
不是。
No.
那你可能有点惊讶。
You might be surprised by the answer.
然后这里说是参加聚会或祷告吗？
Is it to attend regularly meetings and pray?
这个答案仍然是不是。
Negative.
是赢得灵魂吗？
Is it to win souls for God?
也不是。
Neither.
是建造礼拜堂、敬礼或者编制预算吗？
Is the purpose planning churches, carrying out baptisms or planning budget?
也不是。
No.
这些是从果子里面流出来的，但结生命的果子，不是指这一些。
So all these things flow out of the fruits of life, but they are not the fruits themselves.
那你心里可能有点纳闷。
You might be wondering.
那么，这个中间的区别在哪里？
Or what is the difference?
事实上，我们有的时候强调事工，忘掉了本源。
Sometimes we emphasize this so much the ministry that we forget about the essence.
下面有一个问题问你。
And I have this following question for you.
如何谱出你的生命之歌呢？
So how do you compose the music of your life?
其实它基本的答案就是如何结生命的果子。
And it's the same way to say how do you bear fruits of life?
那我们来看看今天这一段圣经跟我们讲什么。
Now let's look at the scripture.
那么刚才我们读到前面第三节至第四节。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4.
我们刚才已经读过了，我就不重复了。
I want to repeat, we have already read the scripture.
但是在这里我有 underline 两部分。
But here I underline two phrases.
这边说因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
Here it says, he has given us his very great and precious promises.
那么很重要很重要的一个目的就是要叫我们与神的性情有份。
And the purpose is that through these, we may participate in the divine nature.
所以首先如果我们要结生命树的果子，第一个要做的事情就是要与神的性情有份。
If you intend to yield the fruits of life, the first thing you need to do is to partake the divine nature of God.
那么你说我要与神的性情有份。
If you want to do so,
其实彼得在这边是挑战我们。
It's actually a change.
要充分的利用神的大能和应许。对不起。
Sorry. Peter is challenging us to believing the power and promise of God.
来分享属神的一个美德。
So that we can be partakers of the divine virtues.
那么战胜因为邪恶情欲所带来的一些败坏。
So that we can escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
我们都有经验的。
We might have all experienced this corruption.
那进一步要去实践这些美德，可以经历一些永恒的奖赏的一些确据。
But if we put this goodness into practice, we can experience the assurance of salvation.
你可以看到我在这里的 PowerPoint 在这里，第一个要与神的性情有份，第一个要做的事情，我们可以读一下吗？
So let's all read the PowerPoint.
请与圣灵吃。哎呦，这个声音，早晨早饭吃的不是够充分的。我们再读一次，来。
与圣灵吃喝。
这个是有又极大又宝贵的应许，就是我们需要与圣灵契合。
So it is a very great and precious promise that we need to conform to the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做与圣灵契合？
So what does it mean to conform to the Spirit?
这两张图很多人都看过的。
And many of you might have already seen this illustration.
左边的这张图，你看到那个十字架代表基督在你心门外之后的这之外的时候。
On the left side, you can see the cross, which represents Jesus Christ. It is outside your heart.
那么 我是坐在我这个心里面的宝座上，中间有个椅子是我的宝座。
And I myself is seated on the throne in my heart.
我就发现我的生活，我的生命乱糟糟的。
In that case, I really find my life a mess.
这个非常没有秩序。
It is in disorder.
我不希望这样。
And it's not a very desirable status.
但是我没有能力来改变这一切。
But I'm not capable to change it.
我要脱离这些邪恶的事。
I want to escape these evil things.
我好像也没有办法。
But I'm not able to.
右边这张图我们就看见。
On the right side, we can see.
当我有一天基督在我心门外叩门的时候。
If one day Jesus knocked on my heart,
那我就让耶稣进到我的心门里面来。
And I let in Jesus Christ.
我让他进来以后，有的人让耶稣进来，他自己又回去坐在了椅子上。
But some people just go back to sit on their own throne after letting Jesus in.
耶稣虽然进了心门，不过还在椅子的脚下。
Although Jesus has been let in. He's still seated under the chair.
我发现我的生命改变不大。
You might notice that your life has not been significantly changed.
那么圣经告诉我们，基督要进到我心里面来，要做我生命的主。
And you need to tell yourself that you let Jesus in to be the king of your heart.
所以我认识到这一点以后，我就把耶稣请到我这个宝座上做王。
If you realize that, you should invite Jesus to sit on the throne and to rule as king in your heart. When we do so, that we might again find order in our hearts. So every kind of work is Jesus-centered. And thus we escape the corruption.
慢慢的，我们了解了神的性情。
And we get to comprehend the nature of God.
认识到我这个生命是有多么的宝贵。
And you come to realize that how precious you are.
要抛弃了你先前的那些坏的、不良的本性。
And you may forsake your former sinful nature.
让你来分享神的性质
so that you can participate in the divine nature.
所以神的本性就分享到我们生命里面来
so that we might share the holy nature of God.
所以与什么，对不起，什么叫与神的性情有份呢？
So what does it mean to participate in the divine nature?
就是要与圣灵契合。
It means to conform to the Spirit.
脱离败坏,
to escape the corruption.
了解神的, 性情,
to understand the nature of God.
知道自己是, 的生命是很尊贵的,
to know how precious your life is.
抛弃你先前的那些坏的本性,
and to discard your sinful nature.
分享神的本性,
and to partake the divine nature.
有的人不太不很舍不得抛弃本来的本性。
Many people are not willing to discard their old nature.
这样的人就很难分享神的本性。
People like this might find it difficult to participate in the divine nature.
羡慕的美德的人非常多啊。
Many people desire virtues.
那你是否与神的性情有份？那是另外一个故事。
But it is a different story, if you partake in the divine nature.
那我要问你，羡不羡美德？我想99%的人都说我愿意有这个美德。
I think 99% of the people would say that they do desire the goodness of God.
那我要问你，你有没有跟神的性情有份？ 这个答案不晓得有多少人可以肯定的这样答。
But I'm not sure how many people will say yes to the question that if they participate in the divine nature.
我们来再看看下面一段话。
Let's look at the following verses.
这一段话我们也读过了。
We have read it before.
我就在这里highlight 这几个重点。
So I highlighted here a few points.
那么在这段圣经里面有几个美德，一个是大家读一下信心，大家读一下信心，第二个是德性，第三个是知识，第四个是节制，第五个是忍耐，第六个是敬虔，第七个是爱弟兄的心，最后一个是爱众人的心。这是非常美妙的，如果我们从生命的旋律来看，是我们生命旋律当中非常美妙的一部分。
So this is a beautiful melody that composes a part of our life.
有人说这是生命的交响乐曲。
Some might say this is a symphony of life.
从信心，初初的信心，一直进调，进到爱的最高潮的乐章。
So starting from faith, we progress all the way to the climax of life.
我在这里很简单的来跟大家分享一下这个乐章是怎么一回事。
So I will briefly share something about how this piece of music works.
一个丰富人生的秘密在哪里呢？
So what is the secret of an abundant life?
其实就在于什么？有好的关系。
So the key is to have good relationships.
请你千万注意，我们这个时代讲关系，就把这个关系讲的有一点偏离了方向。
Please be aware that our days when we talk about relationship, we might be talking about something else.
那我们常常讲说。有关系就没关系，没关系就有关系，听过这句话吗？
So we often says it's okay.
那当你讲这样的话的时候，你的关系是指什么关系？
So when you say so, what kind of 关系 are you referring to?
那么我们都熟悉圣经里面有圣灵的果子的描述。
And we might all know the fruits of spirit that is quite described in the Bible.
那么保罗在加拉太书第五章的22-23节那边就描述了圣灵的果子是九品一果啊，这是因为圣灵的果子是单数的，所以是一个果子，但是有九种品位。
So in Galatians 5:22-23, Paul.Mentioned there's nine kinds of tastes of the fruit of Holy Spirit. The fruit is one.
那么有一个神学，应该算是一个神学院的一个教授，他现在已经过世，他叫 Thompson.
So there's a theological professor called Thompson.
那么他认为呀，其实啊，这个圣灵的果子都是一个爱的函数。
He says that all these kinds of tastes of the fruit of Holy Spirit are all different functions of relationship.
这翻译得很好，谢谢。我刚刚说函数这个字是很 scientific 啊，就是像学数学一样的，这个 y 等于 fx 啊，这个函数的意义，它翻译得很好。
So I use the term function in the mathematical sense.
那么我们来看一看他怎么描述这个。我相信，我不晓得以前你有没有看过这个描述，但是我觉得这个描述值得你来看一下。
I'm not sure if you were aware of this description, but let's look at it together.
你看到这里，左边的就是圣灵的果子的九种品味。
So on the right, on the left side, we can see the nine kinds of tastes of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But when we put them in practice, they're all functions of life. So first, love itself is relationship. And what is joy? So joy is an outcome of a good relationship. Then peace is an outcome of an appropriate relationship. If someone bribes you and you feel joyful, but that is not a proper kind of relationship, you might not feel peace. So peace comes out of righteousness. And what is patience? It's the maintenance of relationship. So goodness is the blessing that flow out of relationship. And faithfulness is the method that we establish relationships. And I think I mentioned to you before that our age severely lacks faithfulness. So often we lack, even Christians, we lack frankness or faithfulness among us. Many people like to lie. These are all unfaithfulness. So the fundamental way to establish a relationship is through faithfulness. And gentleness is actually the will to make a commitment in a relationship. And to surrender surrender one's own will in a relationship. If you think you're not gentle enough, or I'm not gentle, we need to make a commitment to be gentle. And we need to surrender our own will. And finally, self-control is actually the control of a relationship. If you lose control, is it quite common that you may become ill-tempered? So keep this in mind, I'm sure it will improve your interpersonal relationships. Let's read this together. Maybe you like this slide.
我这个 PowerPoint 的 copy 都在教会，如果有人需要的话，可以跟教会要这一篇的 copy.
And I will provide a copy of this PowerPoint to our church.
所以我们现在来看一看这个交响乐曲究竟是怎么一回事。And
let's all look closely at this Symphony of Life.
我们先看单纯的信心是什么？主调
So pure faith is the melody.
那么下面有这个环环相扣的和声。
And we have these chords all linking with each other.
然后有完全挚爱的这个尾章。
And we have the concluding chapter of the perfect love.
这一部分如果你去把这个从第五节到第七节把它分成三段来看的话，你会看到这一些。
If you divide verses 5 to 7 in three parts, that's the main points you can see.
中间呢有一点非常重要。
There's one point, important point.
这整个的演奏曲里面，信心是主调。
We can see that in this symphony, faith is the melody.
如果这个主调走了调，那这整个的这个音乐就被整个就被弄坏了。
So the whole piece will be ruined if the melody, goes out of tune.
那我们在这里敬拜神，那我们的信心正不正确，方向对不对？
When we worship God here, do we have a proper faith?
那么有一位神学家说，如果有两种人在教会里面，信心走了掉了，不容易成长。
So, one theologian has said that, if a church has two kinds of people, it is difficult to grow in spirit.
第一种人就是对神的能力丧失信心的人。
The first kind of people lacks faith in the power of God.
他们虽然在教会里面，这个听讲道，甚至于本身也讲道、奉献，追求圣灵充满、祷告或者举办圣餐，这些都不能帮助他们长进。
So these people might, participate in the all kinds of meeting in the church. They serve. They listen to the sermons. They preach themselves. They carry out communions. They do all kinds of things.
如果信心走掉了，那这一切都不能成就。
But all this is pointless if their faith goes out of tune.
这是一种对神的能力丧失信心的人。
So the first kind of people, have little faith in the power of God.
那么还有一种人在教会里面比较，那个就是趋于伪装的人。
And the second kind of people.Tend to, hide themselves.
那么它里面有很多困难，有很多问题，但是呢，他们压抑他们的感受。
They might feel many difficulties and all kinds of problems, but they tend to, suppress their own feelings.
拒绝承认自己的问题。
And refuse to recognize their own problems.
而且也不愿意面对问题。
And they are not willing to face these issues.
然后呢，就会用一些圣经的话呀、神学字眼呢，或者不实在的这种成见来，来这个粉饰自己。
They might just, put on the makeup with Bible verses, with, proverbs, with all kinds of spiritual sayings.
这就是信心走掉的这两种人。
So, these are two kinds of, symptoms of, bad melody.
那么下面就是，信心主调下来就是一些，环环相扣的和声。我这好像用一个音乐团或者一个诗班来描述。那么，这个诗班里面有主调，也有，譬如说我们有四部有主调。那么可能有男高音、女高音、男低音、女低音，这样子来配合。
So it's kind of like in a choir that, besides the melody, we also have these chords and, just like in a choir, we have, alto, basso, all kinds of, cooperation.
这些和声 就是我们讲的这些德性。
And the chords I refer, sorry, so the chords I refer to are these virtues.
那么这些美的最后的这个音乐的最高潮在哪里呢？
And where are the climax of this music?
在这边描述爱弟兄的心跟爱神的心。
It's described as the brotherly kindness and love.
所以在这个尾声里面就讲到完全的爱。
In this concluding chapter, it mentioned the perfect love.
所以在这里面讲到爱弟兄的心，还要加上什么？爱神的心。
It is said that
爱众人的心，对不起。
Sorry.
爱弟兄的心和爱众人的心。
So in the scripture, it says, to the brotherly kindness.We still need to add the agape love.
所以在这里你就看到是多么强调爱，这都是爱人呢。
We can see the emphasis on love in these verses, and they are all about loving people.
我们刚刚提到爱人，透过爱人来表达我们爱神。
We have just mentioned that we should express our love for God by loving people.
如果我们不能爱人，讲爱神那是虚的。
It is a hypocrisy to express your love for God if you fail to love people.
所以你可以看到，我们在这里传福音有个重点，爱就是我们传福音所有的出发点。
And we can see that love is actually the strongest point in our evangelism.
如果我们要演奏这个生命之歌的最高潮、最高点，就是讲爱。
And the highest point, the peak of this piece of music is love.
我们刚刚讲到爱就是什么？大家还能记得吗？我刚刚讲到爱就是关系，大家记得吗？
We have just mentioned that love is relationship.
大家说一下，爱就是关系。所有的圣灵的果子就是爱的函数，爱的功能整个发挥都在这里。
So all the nine tastes of the fruit of spirit are functions of relationship.
好，这前面这一段理论讲完了，我们下面来点实际的。
So after talking about all this kind of theory, let's talk about application.
那么最后这一节虽然我们读过了，我们请大家再来读一次。
Let's read this verse together again.
来，请我们充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于闲懒不结果子了。
For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
其实我们就是要实质的来体验。生命之歌的最高潮。
So it is a call for us to substantially experience the climax of the song of life.
所以我们看令人渴慕的生命之果。
Let's look at the desirable fruits of life.
我们若充充足足的拥有这八种生命素质，或者说八种德性，那么充足足的放在我们的生活里面。
So if we possess these eight qualities in increasing measure, of course they will overflow and bear fruits in our life.
记得好多时间以前我跟大家讲过的这个leadership 领导的中间有六人生里面上帝培养一个领袖有六个阶段，大家不知道还记不记得？
I think I have talked to you before about the six stages of leadership.
那么这个六个里面前面三个阶段花很长的时间都在塑造生命的素质。
So the first three stages actually take a long time to shape the qualities in your life.
是的，这个 shape 这个字是非常好的一个形容。就是在塑造我们的生命品质。
We are so that our personalities are shaped in this phase.
虽然在这个阶段里面，我们有服事、有学习、有各种的工作，但重点不在工作本身。
So we might be busy with all kinds of work and ministry, but the work itself is not the most important thing.
那个训练我们的生命品质是重点。
The point is our virtues and qualities that are shaped in this process.
到了第四个阶段以后，那个才是从你已经训练好的生命素质里面来成就神的事工。
And only after the fourth stage that our inner qualities will lead us to success in ministry.
我们虽然有刚才讲到了有这么多德性，也许我们到今天为止真正能够拥有成熟的德性不是非常高的。
So we might own a lot of the eight qualities that we mentioned today.
我们还在学习当中。
We are still in progress.
我们也许还在那个前面的三个阶段。
We might still be in one of the first three stages.
但是彼得在这里告诉我们这很重要的。
But Peter emphasizes this to us.
因为我们如果要做有果效的结果子的人，
If we want to yield fruits,
那我们前面的 这些德性的塑造是非常重要的。
It is fundamental to shape our qualities first.
我们说过，透过爱人来反映爱神。
We have emphasized that we should reflect our love for God through loving people.
我们要希望从生活行为里面来活化我们的信仰。
So we should live out our faith in our daily behaviors.
我们都很熟悉。
We might be familiar with this.
但是我们也许常常挣扎在这个光景当中。
But we also might find ourselves in struggles.
总觉得自己讲话呀、行为呀、脾气呀，常常没有表达了我不想表达的一个方式。
We usually fall short of glory and act and speak not in the way that I desire.
我们跟人的关系不容易建立。
It is difficult to establish a relationship with others.
这边有一张图片，我相信跟大家以前分享过。
So here's another illustration. I might have shared this before.
在这里讲到，福音推进的关系线是从里面到外面。
So here we can say that the gospel advances from the inner tracks to the outer tracks. It started from myself. And it first hits my closest family. So it goes through your relatives, your close friends, colleagues, friends, all the way to the strangers. But often in practice, we feel it's easier to share the gospel with unacquainted people. Because my family knows me too well. It's difficult to share the gospel. They're too familiar with my ill temper or my bad habits. So it's really difficult to convince them with the gospel. So it is very important to bear a witness of your own life if you feel want to share the gospel with our family. So if you already have possessed these eight mature qualities in your life already, it would be easier for you to share the gospel with our family.
难道说真的就不行吗？
So is it a mission impossible?
要活出爱
So it is It is not a mission impossible to live out agape love.
我们一方面要在主里面受主的塑造。
So on the one hand, we need to be shaped and transformed in Jesus Christ.
我们另外一方面要学习活出爱。
On the other hand, we need to learn how to live out our faith.
我们建立一个友谊的桥梁。
To learn how to build this bridge of friendship.
主动的去建立。
And we build this bridge, we take the initiative to build this bridge.
我们在这里有校园事工啊，这是我们教会很重要的事工方向。
So one of the most important ministries of your church is campus ministry.
我想我们中间很多人参与，我希望弟兄姐妹都努力的来参与这样的事工。
And I encourage all the brothers and sisters to actively participate in the campus ministry.
当我们这样去参与的时候，我们的生命透过这些学习可以被塑造。
And I believe that your life can be shaped in the process of the ministry.
我刚刚信耶稣的时候，我就参加布道会。
When I was first converted and I attended a revival.
后来我一发现，在那个布道会里面碰到一个人，以前跟我打架的。
And in that revival evangelical meeting, I encountered someone that fought against me before.
那这个我就跑过去跟他说对不起。
And I just ran to him to apologize.
他头一扭啊。
And he turned away. His face.
这种基督徒我不要。
He said, I don't like this kind of Christian.
他不晓得我刚刚才信耶稣。
He didn't know that I was a new convert.
那我在学校里面中学一个老师非常不喜欢我，因为我被他留校查看过好几次。
So in the there this middle school teacher that disliked me a lot, and I was punished many times by him.
后来到了高中以后，上了第一堂课就是他做去教我们的书。
And the very first class in my senior high, I found out the teacher was him.
然后，他在教室里发现我们是从初中进到高中，那个学校算是比较好的学校。
It was a good school, and I transited from the junior high to senior high.
他就发现我坐在同学当中。
And he spotted me among the class.
开始的时候他讲得兴高采烈。
So he started teaching very joyfully.
一看我坐在那边。
But the moment he spotted me,
这个脸色整个都变成灰色。
His face turned gray.
然后他花了二十分钟在骂我以前是如何糟糕。
And he spent 20 minutes criticizing my old behaviors.
我后来下课以后就跟他讲，我说某某老师，你不晓得我现在已经信耶稣了。
And after that class, I told him that now I'm a Christian.
后来过两年他也信耶稣了。
Two years later, he was converted too.
这个生命会改变的。
And you can see the transformation of life.
你讲很多大道理有时候没用的。
It is pointless often to only talk about truths and principles.
我们就是要参与。我现在跟你们分享一张照片。
I will share with you this picture.
我们以前在 Mountain Park 的时候，我们学校，我们教会附近有两间学校，一个叫伊兰，一个就是 USC。
So when we lived in Mountain Park, there were two schools close to us.
那么我们教会这两个学校就像我们的前后院一样。
They're like our backyard and front yard.
那么，上帝带领了好多人从国内的中学或者大学来到这两间学校。
God brought many people, from the universities and or high schools from China.
我们就感觉这是圣灵的浪潮带这批人来，所以我们就开始做，先做依赖的工作。我们事实上2008年、09年就开始做。
We felt that this wave is the great work of God, and so we started working with the eLife school since 2008-2009.
然后，但是一直没什么效果。
But it was not very fruitful in the beginning.
也许我们还不够成熟啊。
We might not be mature enough.
后来我们到2011年，你就
And in 2011, we officially started the ministry.
后来过两年，哇，好多学生，好多北京的中学的学生来到 ELAC 读书，然后我们就邀请他们来教会。后来就成立了一个团契，叫做伊甸园团契。
So in 2011, we officially started this fellowship called the Eden Garden. It's mainly made up of students from China, from everywhere, from Beijing.
主要的就是为 ELAC student.
And they're mainly for the students in the school.
我们用伊甸园，希望人家不要误会，那是伊拉克团契。
I hope they didn't misunderstand us as a fellowship from Iraq.
那么第二个
And there's the fellowship from another school. You might know one or two of them. Who is this? This is Canby. Do you know who this is? She's called Amanda.
这都是我们教会出来的两个姐妹啊，很多年前他们就跑到 LA 来加入我们教会，
所
以也跟我们一起做 USC 的同工啊。那时候天明在 USC 读书嘛。
They used to attend our church in LA. And at that time, Canby was attending school.
然后呢，这些都是建造桥梁，跟这些学生建造桥梁。
So it was basically the work to build these bridges with students.
那当你建造桥梁，过一段时间就有果子出现。
And after a while, it might prove to be fruitful.
时间很快，我还有两张照片要跟大家分享。
I still have two more pictures to share with you.
这边呢有一个案例。
Here we see the process of to ordain a pastor and also how we build up the fellowship with love.
那我们那个时候我们教会有三个堂会啊，就是我们也是播道会嘛啊，就是 Montreal Park 播道会。那我们教会有英文堂、广东堂跟国语堂。
So we also have this Evangelical Free Church in Monterey Park, and our church has Mandarin, Cantonese, and English services.
那有一天，突然有一个英文堂的弟兄讲，说他妈妈和爸爸从台湾来到这边看病。
So one day, this brother from the English side, told us that his parents were coming to LA to see the doctor.
妈妈是一个佛教徒。
So his parents are from Taiwan, and his mother is a Buddhist.
那么需要会讲国语的弟兄姐妹去帮助他们。
And she needs help from someone who speaks Mandarin.
那么后来就这个 message 就 pass 传给我们国语堂。
And this message was passed to the
Mandarin
side.
然后我们我就在堂会里面跟弟兄姐妹分享这个需要。我们有一个叫传道组的同工。
So we informed our Chinese congregation, and there this coworker from our group of from our missionary group.
我们后来我们就有好几个姐妹有负担来关怀这一对夫妇。
And a few sisters were inspired to love and care for this couple.
那么后来因为他这个妈妈这个弟兄的妈妈生了癌症，所以他就到那边看病，但是没有人给他 ride， 没有给他车子，没有什么。没有人照顾他， 所以我们国语堂有几个姐妹就主动的去照顾她。
So many sisters from our Chinese congregation went to help this brother's mother because she had cancer and didn't have a lot of things and often needed ride and all kinds of help.
大家都很忙啊，现在这个时代大家都很忙啊。
You know, in our age, everyone has his own busy life.
没有一个单独的人能够整天的去照顾这个姐妹。
So very few people can take care of you full time.
后来大家说我们分配时间来照顾他们。
So actually a few brothers and sisters were assigned to take care of her together.
一共有七个姐妹，包括我们的女传道，就一起来关心这个事工。
So there were seven sisters in total to carry the burden.
每次开车她要看病，去载她，然后到医院看病，再把她回来，然后在这看病的过程当中也为病人祷告。
So these sisters, they give rides and accompany this mother to see the doctor, and also they regularly pray for her.
那她也住在我们家附近。
She was living close to our place.
所以我也常常到他们宿舍去看他们夫妇。
So I also visited this couple often.
那这个病，就好像这个好像越来越严重。
And but her health just got worse and worse.
那后来我们他的儿子非常关心这个妈妈的这个灵性。
And it was a major concern of the son, if her mother can spiritually be converted.
在他身体稍微好一点，就把他带到国语堂来听道。
So whenever she feels better, the son will take the mother to the Chinese congregation to listen to the sermon.
他呢，身体好的时候呢，我们他来了堂会跟我听道，然后呢，有的时候下去我们就跟他分享见证。
And when she feels better and comes to the to our Chinese service, after the service we went to talk to her and share a lot of witness with her.
那过了一年半左右，她的情况就变得有点严重。
One year and a half later, her cancer got worse.
然后她就住到病院去，住在 Saint Gabriel.
And she was hospitalized in Saint Gabriel.
然后我们就去看她。那中间有一个姐妹就有负担，觉得哎，我们需要把福音给她，不能说只去看她，对她好，但是福音没有传给她也不太好。
So during one of the many visits, one of the sisters were driven to share the gospel with her with this mother.
然后我们就约了几个人一起到医院去看她。
And a group, we formed a group to visit her.
那我们在当然我们就一直为这个女士祷告啊，希望她能够开放心啊，因为她是三十多年的佛教徒了，然后她这个心里面从来不会接受其他的宗教。
We had been praying for this lady because she had been a Buddhist for over three decades, and we understood it could be really difficult for her to open up her heart to accept Jesus.
结果我们那天到医院去，她主动的跟我们讲了一件事。
But when we saw her in the hospital, she told us that.
她说，我信佛信了三十几年了，我从来不相信有什么鬼啊神的事。
She said, I've been a Buddhist for over 30 years, but I never believed in spiritual things.
但是昨天晚上我真是经验到一件让我想不通的事。
But last night, I just experienced some unthinkable things.
她说她睡在病床里面，就看到四个鬼跳进她的房间来。
She was in her bed in the hospital, and she saw four ghosts jumping around her.
那今天早晨她醒来的时候，就看到这四个鬼又跳出去了。
And in the morning, she saw four ghosts, jumping out.
我们也不晓得她讲的究竟是怎么样的一个情况。
We didn't really know what kind of situation was that.
但是我们实在感觉到服这个上帝在工作在这个人身上。
But we truly feel the work of God is unfolding.
我们就问他。
And we ask her,
你要不要信耶稣？
Do you want to accept Jesus? Of course, we shared briefly the basic truths of the gospel. And she said yes. Do you think this is wondrous? So this is what happened that morning. We were praying for her in the hospital.
后来越来越严重了。
And her cancer was worse.
我们同工就说我们要不要为她施洗。
And our co-workers were discussing about baptizing the sister.
我们问她的儿子。
We consulted her son.
她儿子说当然好啊。
And her son was very glad to say yes.
哎，但是我们都还没有开口了。他的先生就跑来跟我们讲说，我的内人认为他希望能够受洗。
But before we talked to this lady, it was her husband that came to us first to say that she wanted to be baptized.
后来我们就在那个医院的有一个小的 chapel， 我们在 chapel 里面，那个 chapel 一共只能待十几个人。
So there was this small chapel that, with the capacity of a dozen of people in the hospital.
结果他两个儿子还有那个儿子的女朋友加上我们这几个姐妹同工还有他先生还有我们这个人加起来刚好坐满。
So the chapel was just filled with us. It was this lady, her two sons, and her son's girlfriend, and a few co-workers.
我们就为他施洗。
And we baptized her in this chapel.
而且我们领圣餐。
And we did the communion.
然后呢，我们教会也发给她一个 membership 的这个证书，因为她受洗了嘛。
And our church also gave her a membership certificate.
过了一阵子，她就过世了。
And she passed away a while later.
那过世的时候，她交代她儿子说。他的这个葬礼要用基督教的仪式办理。
And before she passed away, she told his son to give herself a Christian funeral.
我就主持这个葬礼。
And I ordained that memorial service.
帮他安葬的时候，他的家人都是佛教徒，非常非常的这个强烈的反弹。
There was this very violent reaction from her family because the whole family was mainly Buddhist.
那我们就跟他解释，这是他自己的选择。
And we explained to them that it was this lady's own choice.
你想一个人三十几年的这个佛教信仰，他如果没有真实的经验到救恩的圣灵的工作，这个人能改变吗？
Can you imagine that? Can someone being a Buddhist for over 30 years be converted if it were not for the substantial work of the Holy Spirit?
前后一共两年的时光。
So it took about two years.
你知道他的儿子就是希望我们来关心他母亲这个儿子，后来看见神怎么样在这件他母亲这件事上工作，心里非常受感动。
So this brother witnessed the whole process that his mother was converted.
And 他的丈夫后来也信耶稣，没有多久也信耶稣了。死了以后，过了以后，过世以后。
So after this lady passed away, before long, her husband was also became a believer.
那这个他的这个儿子后来就做宣教士。
And this son later on, became a missionary.
This is his
This is the day that we baptized this lady and shared communion with her, and you can see her twin boys, and we can see this couple sitting there. They're already married, and today they're attending the seminary in Dallas. And they had been a missionary ministry in Shanghai for 4 years. So this married couple adopted a disabled child in Shanghai.
So you can see, through the small Christian care and compassion, but must continue to endure, continue to care. Then these people see God's work.
We can say that God's love is revealed through this minor, through these little things, through our love, through our continuous caring.
好，那我快讲完了哈，对不起。
So I'm almost finished. I'm almost done.
那么，所以在这里，我们如果要走到最后这个爱的这个章爱的这个高潮的时候。事实上，我们还有一些工作需要得的，值得提醒。
And we need a few reminders when we reach this concluding chapter of perfect love.
第一个就是你是否在很多事情上满足人的需要
？Are you still attentive to other people's needs？
你是否放弃选择爱谁的权利
？Do you renounce the right to choose whom to love？
你是否不偏待人
？Do you show no favoritism？
你是否争取爱的全支取爱的泉源
？And do you draw from the fountain of endless love？
我们不是爱的泉源。
We ourselves are not the fountain of love。
人在主里面就是结果子的秘诀。
The secret to bear fruit is to stay in Christ。
永留或者枯竭。全在乎是否与主有连接的生命。
It is your connection of life to God that determines if your life will overflow or it will drain.
我们这里做几点结论。
So here are a few points for a conclusion.
我们一起来读这几点。
Let's read them together.
来，请你认识的你是
Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you. You love us. We draw from the fountain of love from you. Lord, build us up. Shape our life qualities. So that others can see through us your divine nature. God, sometimes it is really difficult to love others. But may the Spirit be our help. Shape us. And let us reflect the image of Christ through your work. We pay thanks and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our response song is "Crying Tears." So we're going to sing "They That Sow in Tears." 我想我们在成长、成熟、 得生命果子的这一条道路上，能够收成是很欢乐的事情，但是在有收成之前，我们很多的时候需要有辛勤的耕种。我们在生命里面有时候疲惫不确定的时候，我们要记得耶稣基督神是在这个宝座上面。So even though harvesting is kind of fun, but while on the way to maturity, sometimes requires a lot of labor work. And if you feel down or feel uncertain, we just have to remember our God is still on his throne. Shall we all stand? 让我们一起起立。